Did you know that one of the fastest growing poetry societies is located right here in the Heartland? The Nebraska Poetry Society is one of the fastest growing member states in the National Federation of State Poetry Societies. Nathan Lochner, the Performance Committee Chair of the Nebraska Poetry Society, gives his thoughts.
In the United States, yeah, we are. We're a member of what's called the National Federation of State Poetry Societies. I'm pretty sure there are 38 member states in the NFSPS right now, and among them we have year over year for the most of the 4 years that we've existed been one of their fastest growing member societies. We routinely have new exciting things to report on. I had the pleasure of attending the president's meeting in person last year where I got to hear from a lot of these people, and there was a lot of praise for what we're doing here in Nebraska.
The growth in this organization has created a space in Nebraska for adult poets to have opportunities which they didn't previously have.
What we host is poetry-specific performance opportunities targeted at mostly adults, although, of course, all of our events are all ages. Because while there is often a strong youth performance opportunity in Nebraska, there's not a lot of room for once you age out of that, and we wanted to make sure those spaces still existed. If you want to grow yourself as a performer, if you want to grow what you can do, you need performance opportunities under your belt that are more than just volunteering for an open mic. When people look at your resume as a performer, they want to see that you've been selected to do things, that you've been handpicked, that, you know, these sorts of resume builders and opportunities to really show off the excellence of your craft for more than just 3 or 5 minutes at a time.
The Nebraska Poetry Society has also started to see real impact in the community.
One of the people on my committee, we hosted the first poetry slam at the Omaha Summer Arts Festival that he ever went to. You may see him around, Esmond Rodas Calderon. He is a feature at a different event we're doing this month. And he's taken everything he's learned at every stage and just continued to grow his career. And my favorite things is that he got his start at one of our events. We have another member, Jean Cully, who recently self-published her first book. She's been coming to our events for just under a year. It's a lot of little impacts like that. And the thing I'll wrap up with is that our new state poet, Jewel Rogers, was actually the 2024 Nebraska representative to the Blackberry Peach National Poetry Slam. She was a finalist, capitalizing on all of those opportunities to champion Nebraska poets. It's very easy to see how every little bit helps.
Learn more at nepoetrysociety.org. I'm Caden Weber with KVNO.